Blog Talk Radio.
Your higher self is one of the most potent energies that there is. We often want to work with gods and angels and other spirits instead, but our higher self is what's needed to connect to those energies. Gods, angels, and Orisha, for example, are tools that we use to direct the actions of our higher self. Not taking care of it can cause us to misuse and misinterpret the messages of those tools. Proper cleansing and refreshing of the higher self is a way to stay connected to its guidance so you can be in alignment with your personal destiny. A regular head cleanse is one way to honor your higher self. For this cleanse, you will need 1 quart of goat's milk, 1 quart of almond milk, 1 quart of coconut milk, 1 quart of river water, and a small piece of black soap. Mix all the ingredients in a large container and allow the black soap to liquefy. Leave this mixture in moonlight overnight. Wash your head the next sunrise and cover your head with a white cloth for the rest of the day. To learn more about spiritual cleansing, go to SaduluHouse.com/events to register for the online live webinar February 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern.
Greetings. Peace, everyone. Welcome back to another segment of Chi Speaks. I am Kim, one of your co-hosts, and we'll have our insight from Chief Yuya a bit later on in the show. So before we get started, again, I want to welcome you back, and I wanted to make a few quick announcements for those of you who may be new to the show. So just to introduce you to some of the services that we offer and where you can go to find those services, I want to start off with AnuNation.org. And AnuNation.org is where you can go to sign up for our monthly newsletter. So if you want to kind of stay in the loop of what's going on or to find out about new products and services or any of the things that we may have going on, you want to make sure you go to AnuNation.org to get signed up for that. You can also find links to all of our other websites on that page as well. We have SaduluHouse.com, which is the class component of Anu Nation, and this is where you can go to sign up for the Anu Spiritual Training, as well as the free introduction course on Orisha as well. You can also find all of our monthly webinar information there. So for this month, we've already had it. It was on meditation, and thank you for all of you who signed up for that and attended. For February, we're going to be talking about spiritual cleansing. So if you'd like to sign up for that, you can do that now, as well as sign up for any of the other monthly webinars that we'll have for the year of 2016. You don't have to wait each month to sign up. You can go ahead and register now. So you would find those at SaduluHouse.com/events if you'd like to go ahead and register. EnlightenmentandTransformation.com is our media component of Anu Nation, and this is where you can go to find our blogs about the shows, and there's a forum there if you would like to sign up and discuss some of the shows if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make. And you'll also find like all of the old shows, all of the old, you know, the archive shows. That's Masterminds Monday, Anu Asafo, Thunderground Thursday, and Foundational Friday. You can find all of those on enlightenmentandtransformation.com. And you'll also be sent to our YouTube channel, which is Enlightenment and Transformation TV. So, of course, you can find all of the shows there as well. And make sure you click the subscribe button. And so feel free to subscribe and share all the videos, okay? We also have OsirisLife.com, and this is the kind of self-help area of Anu Nation. So if you need a little bit more one-on-one help or more help than, you know, say a reading once a year or so, you can go there to have rituals done on your behalf, monthly coaching, more frequent readings if you need it. You'll have 3 packages that you can choose from, each package describes the services that you'll be signing up for. So this is a monthly service, but remember, go to OsirisLife.com if that's what you need. excuse me. We also have AlphaOmegaStore.com, and this is where you can go to find all of our products, from DVDs to books to all of our spiritual supplies. So if you've gotten a ritual from Chief Yuya, or if you've gone on our website and gotten some of the free rituals, here you can go to find all of those ingredients that you may need for any of those rituals. So make sure you take advantage of that. The prices are great because, and then if like you're in a remote area, kind of like where I am, some of these things may be kind of hard to find. So make sure you go to AlphaOmegaStore.com to find that. All right, so now we're going to cut to a couple of commercials, and we'll be back with Chief Yuya's Insight for the Strong. Thanks for tuning in.
The Alpha Omega Store is a family-owned and operated premier online store serving as your one-stop shop for all of your spiritual and self-development needs. At the Alpha Omega Store, we offer you hard-to-find spiritual and ritual supplies, books, DVDs, personal development services, monthly specials, international shipping, and more. From spiritual supplies to business products and services, our mission is to provide you with the tools that will put you on your road to success. Purchase your quality products and services today at AlphaOmegaStore.com. Bring yourself to a place of spiritual and holistic balance with exclusive life design services at OsirisLife.com. At Osiris Life, we offer our members exclusive one-on-one instruction, including three monthly service level options to choose from, monthly spiritual consultations, monthly podcasts and videos, custom tailored development plans, spiritual work done on your behalf, life coaching and support, and working solutions with real results. Awaken to your personal greatness and purchase your membership package today at OsirisLife.com. And now, back to our segment.
So self-actualization is actualizing the mission and idea of the soul. In order for new life to come, the old life has to rock. We realize the self is actually that higher entity, that which controls the life. Birth yourself into these realities and then kill yourself out of those realities. That's the only escape from victory. It's that everything here is dying. Everything here is corrupted. Everything, even your beautiful sunset, is a corruption of the real self. What is your body to your soul? A vehicle of travel. What are the things that you do that are not for me? So we speak about the independent phenomenon of self-actualization. You know, no rules. I'm going to do what I need to do, but I'm also going to show you the depth of my power.
Welcome. Greetings. Welcome, everyone, to Chief Speaks on High Frequency Radio, as well as Enlightenment and Transformation. I am Chief Yuya, and I am bringing you the message / insight for this Sunday's Chief Speaks. And I personally want to welcome everyone. I know it was already done, but thank you everyone who's tuning in from the phone lines, everyone who's listening from YouTube at youtube.com/ Enlightenment and Transformation TV, as well as my High Frequency family and my Enlightenment and Transformation family. This seems there has been like a blending of the two stations almost. I get a lot of the high frequency people now listening to a lot of our segments and vice versa. A lot of my listeners have been going to high frequency for law information and so forth and so on. So I want to just welcome everyone, and I want to say peace to you all. And just, you know, I will that your dawning is going well and that you're having a peaceful dawning. And just remember that you can have peaceful moments or a peaceful spirit in the midst of all kind of chaos and all kind of confusion. The peace is that sits at the center. And that's the peace that you don't want rocked. The happiness and the bad times, they come and go. They're transient. they're not nearly as important as a lot of times we think they are. But I definitely will that you all have had a peaceful, strong, and that you're having a peaceful dawning and will have a peaceful day. Well, as you all know that we've been doing thematic segments, and this month's theme has been on progress, in particular, success and progress. And we covered success in the first two segments of this month. And I actually neglected, I didn't realize we had five Sundays, so I would have probably maybe coordinated it a little bit differently, but it's okay. So we're dealing with progress right now. And the concept of progress we covered in our last segment, just really dealing with what progress is, how do we spot progress, maybe what some of our movements towards progress should be. Well, in this segment, what we're going to deal with is some of the ways that we block our progress. And it's important, you know, I know a lot of times we want information that we feel like just builds us, information that just adds on to what it is that we're already doing, and that's important. But just because we get negative information doesn't mean that we're getting harmful information. Just like when someone gives us negative criticism, doesn't mean that they're giving us harmful criticism, because sometimes things need to be taken away, just like things need to be added. And in fact, you can't really add without taking away, and you can't really take away without adding. So it really is a balancing procedure anytime you're taking something away. But negativity is important, and you need negativity just as much as you need positivity. You need positivity just as much as you need negativity. So I try to really give both. I know sometimes it may seem like, well, he's always telling us what not to do, or he's always telling us the signs of what people do when they're exhibiting maybe some unhealthy behaviors. But that's also so that you can extract those elements away from you, you know. So sometimes individuals have a little difficulty hearing that type of information, because it seems like if it's negative, it's automatic. Concept, or when we're dealing with that thought and that modality of just community building and community, self-community building or self-community progress, one of the things that we want to look at is how do we stop the progress? You know, how do we undermine ourselves? How do we cut our own legs from under us? I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of different terms and phrases that we use to describe this type of behavior. So I'm going to focus on self-sabotage, but you can really call it anything you want. The bottom line is we're trying to progress to a certain place, and what we do, instead of progressing, we find a way to cut it short. And a lot of times, sadly, you'll find this in groups where people will join your group just to sabotage it, you know, or they would join whatever it is you're doing. Oh, what you doing? I'll help you. Oh, you're cutting your lawn? I'll help you. You know, children do that all the time just to be mischievous. And sometimes we don't outgrow that mischief. But, you know, I want to really deal with some of the reasons for this. And it's something that I used to think about a lot, because being a priest, one of the things that I have to do often is study the mythology and the corpus of information and the corpus of spiritual code and law that comes along with the traditions that I've been initiated into. And many of the traditions that I'm a part of, I've noticed this constant theme that you would find in different stories where someone came to a priest or came to an elder with an issue, and the elder would give them a prescription, and then the individual would not follow through with the prescription. So for me, reading or listening, because a lot of what I learned originally when I first started this was mainly oral, you know, and then I would be the one writing, you know, but then sometimes I couldn't write. You know, I would just have to just sit and listen and find ways to relate to the story so that way I could remember them, because it was so many of them. And especially a lot of my early teachers, English was like their fifth language. You know, and I was just learning the language maybe that they were speaking. So I had to find a lot of ways to put different images and colors and symbols in my mind, so I'm like, man, so I wouldn't forget. Because one of the things too, when you have an instructor or a leader or an elder that you respect, you don't ask them to repeat themselves. You don't ask them to repeat themselves. You know, you make sure when they're speaking, you're all ears. You give them that respect. Hint, hint. So, you know, listening to these stories, I always saw this theme of like a person being given a prescription and not following through with the sacrifice, or not following through with the actual procedures that were given. And I always was kind of curious as to, well, why am I reading this? Like, why is this important, or why am I hearing this? Why is this even a part of the corpus of information? You know, which you would think that maybe you'd only have to say it once. If you don't do what you're told, this is going to happen, you know? And then I started to see that the concept or the idea of self-sabotage is ancient. You know, individuals have been messing themselves up for a very long time. So basically, there's a couple of reasons why we all do this, myself included. I mean, I'm sure if I sat and really thought, and there's probably certain areas in my life where I always do wrong. Flesh typically will speak to a lot of failure, okay? So the corruption of the flesh speaks to failure. So what happens is that we become very accustomed and very used to failing. So because we become accustomed to that, that becomes our culture. We develop a culture of failure. And then what happens is when we start moving towards something that looks like it's progressing towards victory, in order to maintain a semblance of what we are most familiar with, we will create failure from it. We will turn it into a failure so that way we can say, okay, this is what I'm used to. This is what I'm accustomed to. And this is what I'm most comfortable with. Because sometimes we begin to confuse our failure for victory. So we start saying, well, I'm this type of person. So as long as every one of my situations and every one of my activities equate and end up with me still being that type of person, we think that it was a success. So when we start doing something that's equating to victory, we rebel against it. It becomes an offense to the ego, and then we turn it into what we're used to, which is failure. So it's like a topsy-turvy type of thing. And you know, you've heard me say before, what has now become the norm is that which is dysfunctional. And what is abnormal is that which is functional. So like nature and things that are natural and absorbing and enjoying the natural environment has now become abnormal. And to do things that are sterile and inorganic and that are anti-life has become the norm, you know? So it's the same way when we're trying to progress through life. A lot of times our failures become the norm, and we create that norm in everything that we do. And when we start getting that feeling of success because we're so unused to it, right, we turn it into what we're used to. And then we say, okay, this feels good. And then when it fails, we say, well, I knew that was going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to work. I knew it was going to fail, right? So then we even feel a degree of, like, victory in knowing that it was going to fail. But we knew it was going to fail because we knew we were going to make it fail, you see? So that's one of the reasons why a lot of times as individuals, we end up self-sabotaging. Now, one of the other reasons is a lot of times because of some of the failures in our life or some of our inability or our ignorance of how the world works, we become control freaks. You find people who a lot of times are the most controlling are also the most ignorant. They come together hand in hand. And one of the reasons that they come together or they flow within each other, in and out of one another, is because ignorance needs an environment, a controlled environment to exist. Because the actual makeup and the composition of the universe is forever expansion. So expansion requires knowledge. So as we take on more knowledge, the universe expands because it has to accommodate our new curiosity. It's just like when you have a child, right? you see how quickly you go through your books sometimes, your children's books, right? You have books on the shelves, and you'll say, why don't you go do something? Maybe they'll be acting up. And you say, go read a book. And they'll say, I read all my books already. So then what do? You go pull one of the books from your shelves. Here. And, you know it's probably one they really can't read right now. And then, a month later, they read it. And then what do you have to do? You have to expand the universe. You may have to take a trip to the bookstore yourself to expand your whole universe or omniverse or sphere of wisdom in order to accommodate the growth of those that you take care of and those that you love, which we call children. So that would be, again, another example of a closed failure, So when we really look at self-sabotage, again, we figured out that it comes from a sense of comfort with failure, but it also comes from a sense of desiring control, constant control, you see. And through our control, we're always going to fail because your control mechanisms are typically a product of your five senses, because your five senses tell you that you can control your external environment, but they don't let you in on a secret that you can't control the spiritual ecosystem. You can't control the spiritual kingdom with senses, not with the five senses. It doesn't work that way. You can feed the spiritual kingdom with your senses. You can feed it with your anger. You can feed it with your touch. You can feed it even with the breath from your mouth. You can feed it with your vision, which is the attention. When you give your focus to something, you can feed it and then let it do what it does, which is still beyond our understanding with our finite flesh brains. We spend all this time listening to people like me and reading books and meditation to try to understand a little bit, what exactly is it that you're doing there? How did you make it rain? how does a plant grow? Grass, what's the deal with grass? And why are so many pieces so different? Why do things come out so different? Snowflakes, what's up with that? So sometimes we spend a lot of time trying to figure out how it does what it does, But the truth is, we realize that we can only feed it to let it do what it does and give it a target, give it a trajectory. Okay, so often we fail reaching our mark by trying to control what those spirits and energies are going to do. Those of you who are readers, those of you who are priests and priestesses who are listening to me right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're dealing with a client and they're trying to control the entire session, those are the clients that I cut short. And I said, no, we're good. Here's your money. Go to somebody else. Or they'll say, you may do a reading, right? And they'll say, it feels like you're holding something back. And I tell people, I'm always holding something back. Of course. I'm probably telling you 20%, if that, of what I see here. You're not ready for all of it. And they always say the same thing. You know what I'm talking about. I'm ready. You don't know me like that. Yes, I do. You don't know I do. And you're not ready. So then sometimes you give them a little sprinkle. You get them a little taste. And what do? They trip out. They'll say, no. They'll get upset, or it'll just get stupid, right? So you learn over the years how to withhold and give what they need to hear in order to get to the next part. Like I always say, doing spiritual work for other people is 20% the actual divine work, 80% psychology. Most of what you're doing is psychological, because once you're tapped in and you're in the groove and you have your spiritual forces around you and they're communicating with you and they're working with you on a constant and not just daily but a continual basis, to get answers is pretty easy. They come very quickly. But how do I convey it? That becomes a difficult thing, especially when you're working with someone and you can look at them and tell that they're a self-sabotager. And they're just looking for that one word that you're going to say that's going to make them say, you know what, forget it. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Some of you are those people. Okay, so, aside from the control mechanisms, that a lot of times individuals may employ. There's some other pieces that really equate to just a continual process of self-sabotage. One of them is a low sense of self-worth. A lot of times individuals can't see themselves as being the one worthy of success because, again, it's that satanic aspect. And why do I say satanic? I've broken this down before, but, you know, real quick, because it is through our ego that we start to associate ourselves with things that would make us guilty or our concepts of guilt, which are always associated with the history. So, for example, you may say, okay, I'm doing some type of work spiritually, or I want to progress towards having a child. And this could be a male or a female. You may say, I want to have a child. And then what kicks in is the thought, well, what about the child that you aborted? What about the relationship or the poor relationship you have with your child from a divorce, or, you know, the children you already have? Do you really think the universe is going to bless you with another child? You know, you see, so the guilt mechanisms begin to kick in as a result of our connection with a history. The history is documented and recorded through the mind, or the brain rather, which where the ego operates out of. So the satanic aspect comes in because it's only through time. Now, you know that we get the term Satan or satyr from Saturn, where we also get Saturn, again, being one of the earlier deities, was originally called Kronos. Kronos is where you get chronology or time. So we start to understand that this concept of time or chronology is something that exists in the brain. It's something that exists as a part of as an egoic human function. So as an egoic human function, time, which also is represented by the masculine energy, just like space is represented by the feminine energy, this concept of time is something that exists within the flesh. That's why Satan or Satyr or Satyr also connects with the term satisfy or satisfaction. And it's the flesh that seeks for satisfaction. It's the humanity or the human body or the mind that seeks for satisfaction. But the trap is that the mind can never be satisfied, just as the flesh is never satisfied. So this is a concept of chronos or a concept of time and history. So it's our history that brings the guilt. Because right in the moment, right now, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you're visualizing or that you mentally want to progress and achieve, if I say, are you worthy of it? You'll say yes. But then in a split second, it could be a nanosecond, you'll rewind and you'll say, but. And remember we spoke about the but, the great but last time, which is that fall into the flesh and into consequence. But, you know, but I did this. But I'm this type of person. But I haven't earned it. But I haven't done this. You see, so it takes us to a connection with our history. So a lot of times we'll use that distorted notion or idea of history as a means to sabotage what it is that we want to do in life. We'll use our distorted perception of what our history is and what our history is supposed to mean in regards to our progression, not realizing that we're supposed to progress through history and not become addicted to control mechanisms, not become addicted to failure and to these poor habits, which takes us really to the next thing, bad habits, right? So habits, as I expressed before in another show, I did a show, it was a Thunderground Thursday show. And the show, I believe it was Thunderground Thursday, I said believe, of habits. And I connected the idea for us of habits coming from haberdashery. So we understand that the habits are the things that we wear, they're the garments that we wear. But when we progress to the next stage in life, when we kick it up to the next level, when we go to the next level, what happens? We have to strip. We strip ourselves and we take on new garments. Here's an example. You'll find someone who is mentally disarranged. Often they have the same habits. In fact, if you change a habit, all H-E double hockey sticks breaks loose. The habits have to stay exactly as they are. So it's the same thing when we have these poor and these bad habits. It's the stripping of such. Sometimes you see people who are living on the streets who have become mentally disordered because of their situations. You know, they will wear the same exact thing every day, some of them, you know, and you will find that despite the smell, the vomit, the urine, the feces, the smell that's on their clothes, they will continue to wear them because they're accustomed to these habits. And taking them off and stripping them, they don't like the feeling of feeling naked. Yeah, you know, some people who go outside every day with a gun because they don't want to feel naked. You know, when I was a young man, I used to keep a razor in my mouth all the time, no matter where I was. I mean, I'm in college and I'm in a lecture and I'm over here with this razor and playing with it in my mouth. You know, wherever I am, I'm at a lecture. I'm listening to Naeem Akbar somewhere. I'm listening to Automatics, flipping this razor around in my mouth. And without it, I felt nude. I felt uncovered, you know, until I had to grow beyond it and progress to the next level and spit the razor out and say, okay, now we're in a new space where maybe I don't need it. You know, I'm around a different group of people who have better habits, who have better garments, and it caused me to look at my habits. It caused me to look at my garments and determine, am I wearing the proper uniform or the proper garments for the environment or to progress to the next environment? You see, so often it's also our bad habits that keep us from really going from point A to point Z, you know, our actual destination, or maybe we can even say point Y, you know, that progression right before we get there, you know? So a poor sense of self-worth, not really having a perception of who is worthy of progression, of progressing, not realizing that if you have the vision and you have the idea, then you're worthy, you know? But in the same instance, sometimes our bad habits, which are part of what we spoke about, the first piece of really just being accustomed to failure. Sometimes we have habits of failure and we have failing habits, and those failing habits become a part of our ecosystem. You know, like I said, even with the control, when you're trying to control the spiritual ecosystem, you can't. You know, you can only control the fuel that you give to those systems, you know, but you can't control how those systems do what they do. You know, that's just not going to happen. You see, so in the same instance, sometimes our bad habits are a means of controlling what it is that our world will look like. And through that, we feel that we become empowered because we can stand in front of someone and say, this is what I do. This is what I am. This is how I do, you know, and not realizing that's the crystallization and that's the vacuum, because the universe doesn't work like that. Like I said, the universe looks to expand. It looks to grow. You know, in the same instance, when you have a child, they look to grow. You can't function completely within a control bubble and at the same time progress to new information, progress to a better life. This is where you have, a lot of times have the cognitive dissonance. You have individuals who will say, I want to live this type of life, but their habits express and lead them to a different type of life. And then when you start saying, okay, well, let me pull back that habit, let me strip that habit, what happens? No, leave me alone. You see, they rebel, they fight. The toxins start to come to the surface. And the toxins a lot of times are their bad habit defense mechanisms. You know, so they'll begin to fight you. They'll disrespect you. You know, they'll say the problem is with you. They'll say you don't understand them. You're not listening to them. You're too rough. You're too harsh. You don't speak in a way that would actually change them. You know, they'll find a million and one in one things to not change. And those are the defense mechanisms that are incorporated by the bad habits. If you look at, again, I know I cite it sometimes, but the movie Inception, and you look at the defense force that was going through that individual's mind, that's what that defense force, it's hunting down those who would go in there and plant a new idea. It's trying to kill them. You know, it comes that strong. So the same thing exists when we're self-sabotaging. Those mechanisms are just that strong. That's why a lot of times when you hear me on the shows, you'll hear me say things like, I'm not speaking to the individual, I'm speaking to the spirit. I'm speaking to that defense force, that when I say something and a person starts trying to cut me off, and I say, no, wait, listen. I know what's trying to cut me off, because inwardly, the essence of the person inwardly wants better, wants to change, wants to progress, wants to grow inwardly. But the mechanisms come and they put up the front. And you have to be strong enough to get through those mechanisms. That's the challenge. So, you know, a lot of times it's the habits or the haberdashery. You know, it's the garments or the clothing that we use as insulation from the environment. You know, I used to always think it was so interesting how people would rush for umbrellas, you know, or rush, it, whether it's for to shade them from the sun or to cover them from raindrops. And I thought it was always very interesting because we go through a lot of measures to keep ourselves from contacting the natural environment, to keep ourselves from adapting. You know, we don't want a hint of cold on us. We're bundled up and wrapped around the face, the head, the ears. You know, we even have the face mask, goggles, because we don't want one piece of cold air to touch us. You know, not realizing that we need that. Our body needs that change in order to adapt. You know, so it's the same thing when you're progressing. A lot of times it's going to be a stripping of things around you. A lot of times you're going to have to expose yourself to the elementals of truth and information in order to adapt and strengthen yourself to go to the actual place that you want to progress to. You won't be able to make it. Think about a person who wants to live off the grid and grow their own food, but they have extreme food addictions, you see. So they're trying to go to a natural environment with food addictions. What's going to happen? They're either going to be constantly importing junk or they're going to quit because they're going to become too irritable to be in that environment and they're going to leave. So there has to be a stripping first of some of those poor habits before they can even get to that place, because real food doesn't create cravings. You know, like I know, like, was it White Castle? They say something, the crave, obey the crave, or something to crave. But they talk about how people crave for White Castle burgers. And you know, sometimes people crave for, I don't know, pizza, or people crave for candy or ice cream, you know, but you never crave for a peach. You know, you never crave for dinosaur kale. You're not going to have a craving, you know, for a shiitake mushroom, because real food doesn't create that craving. It's only the fake stuff. So in the same instance, when you're trying to strip yourself of your bad habits in order to progress to a better place, truth in nature doesn't fight you the same way that a lie does, you see. So it is often the bad habits and the low self-worth working together and coupled with the control mechanisms that keep a person from progressing to the next place. There's another aspect that I wasn't going to speak on, but I'm going to speak on it. I'm going to bring it up. A lot of times it's a sick need for excitement that keeps us from progressing to the next level. I remember some years back, many years back, you had this real homoerotic fascination with the thug. And you would hear a lot of women say, I want a thug, right? So what happened is this desire for a thug created a complete neglect of the men who were doing the right thing. So then the men who were doing the right thing then had to posture themselves as thugs in order to get the females that they desired. And I'm making the distinction between females and women, because a real woman doesn't want a thug. She doesn't want to, you know, be thrown and held over buildings and bridges by her ankles. You know, I remember years ago, I had a friend, well, we're still friends to this day, but his house, like, his family never let anyone inside the house. And I remember one night I dropped him off. We were somewhere and he let me, you know, he's like, oh, come in. You know, so I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm in my mind. So we're in the house and we get there and like, we were all athletes. So like, you know, there's a lot of like on the walls, a lot of plaques and trophies and things like that from him and his brothers. But I'm noticing like all of these pictures that had no type of motif and no type of arrangement, right? So I'm looking at the wall. And it like hit me, you know, because with me, I always get, you know, the psychic ability, really. But I get sometimes when I'm in an environment, the whole thing will play out. I'll get 10 years of history in like a second. And I said, your pops has anger issues, doesn't he? And he said, yeah, man, you should see the way he talks to my mother. And that's where I realized they don't let people inside the house. So I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, your father likes to punch holes in the walls, huh? You know, because he had all these different little pictures of different sizes. And I'm like, okay, your mother's like, must be bobbing and weaving every time she has to bring up a problem with a bill or something. You know, she's got to do all of this. So, you know, a lot of times it's the excitement that a woman may want or a man may want, because men do it more than women. A lot of times men will bypass a woman who has her stuff together for the one who's a project, because the project is more exciting, you see. So they'll sabotage their progression to something good, to going to the next level, to going to something better, because they want excitement, you know. And again, the woman who's sitting there who's like, well, wait a minute, I've been listening to Chief Uya and taking our new spiritual training and doing the work and reading the books, and I'm ready to be a wife and to be a mother, to do things I'm supposed to do. She gets totally overlooked. And it's the one that's like picking up the phone like, yeah, what you want? And, you know, and all that foolishness. That's the one that gets all the action, because sometimes we have this sick, twisted, perverted need for excitement, and progress and success and being on one accord is very boring. Because innately we remember heaven was boring as, I was going to say H-E-double-L, you know, but heaven was really boring because it was perfection. So when there was discord and corruption, when I started to fall into my physical form and become what's known today as a human, things got exciting. So sometimes we want to bring that corruption into our progressive movement. And it becomes a problem when we're doing things as a group. And you may have that one person that says, this is feeling too much like the divine. I need to bring some humanity into this. So they start to become a gremlin and sabotage everything. So sadly, a lot of times our self-sabotage mechanisms are just a result of wanting more excitement in our lives, you know, wanting things, wanting to mix it up a bit. And our idea of mixing it up a bit, because through failure, you know, things get exciting, especially because a lot of times our failures are control failures. We're controlling them. So that controlled failure becomes the new excitement. And that's more exciting than being on one accord and progressing to the finish line. You see? So progress, a lot of times, again, is undermined by a sense of low self-worth, undermined by control mechanisms, undermined by our bad habits, undermined by a habitual sense of comfort with failure. And a lot of times undermined by a sick and twisted need for excitement and seeing corruption and failure as the excitement that we have to have all the time. You know, and I understand it. You know, I understand nobody wants to be bored. But if we have a respect for process, which a lot of times we don't, and a respect even for the process, I'll give you another piece of respect. A lot of times we don't have respect for the individuals who are bringing us through a process. So we mix it up. We bring our corruption. A lot of times those are our guides and our leaders. And we're not taught the protocol of actually respecting them, of actually seeing them as what they're supposed to be, and silencing our bad habits, silencing our corruption. I've had students sometimes that come to me and say, well, I'm going to let you know now, I'm going to be a headache because, you know, I got this and you just got to be patient with me. And I'll tell them, like, then you can't be my student. You're not important. Why would I care to take myself through that stress? Do you think my life is that boring that I'm going to now allow you to bring your dirt into my sacred space? You know, sometimes we don't understand that because we have this self-absorption that comes again through that bubble that we live in through our control mechanisms, which is the other point we build. So when we go into a class to learn, we try to pull the instructor inside of our bubble and make them accommodate our sickness. And when they say, no, you can't come here like that, what do? We rebel. You don't understand me. You're not patient. You're not sensitive. Or whatever else we try to come up with to satisfy the defense force. So the defense force says, yeah, and they lower their gun and they say, okay, good job, you did it. You know, good job. Now you can go back to hell. Because that's really what it is. And that's what I tell students who act up. You can stay in hell. I don't need you. I let the welfare feed you. You're not important to me. You know, you're not special. Stop thinking that. You know, and I know it sounds rough, but it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, so even if I met the Messiah, he ain't special to me. You know, you're your own Messiah. I am my own Messiah. So we all have our own work to do, and we shouldn't be trying to sabotage one another. That's really cruel. If you really think about it, it's a really cruel thing to do to a person. But, you know, so those different mechanisms, like I said, are a lot of times what is sabotaging our progression towards what we want. And we need to really be a lot more mindful of that going forward. So I wanted to thank everyone who's been leaving comments on the videos. I'm not going to say all your names, but I read all of them. I can even run some of them back to you right now, but I won't do that. But I want to thank you for everyone who's commented, who likes the videos, who shares the videos, which is very important too. But please subscribe to Enlightenment and Transformation TV. Blog Talk, click the follow button so you know, because like I said, this year we're going to be doing more impromptu shows, so that way you'll know when, you know, oh, he just did a show or whatever, or Sister Kim, or Sister Felicia, or whomever. So definitely make sure that you're plugged in that way, all right? But I want to thank you for listening and for really just willfully processing some of the things that I said. And like I said, even those who have presented themselves as guides to you, you have to understand a lot of times that we see you self-sabotaging a mile away. And we're not going to allow you to be a gremlin in our cipher. And a lot of times if you choose not to see us because you have such thick blinders on your eyes, that you refuse to see anyone and anything that's going to start stripping away the garments, you're only hurting yourself. So respect your teachers. Hence, you know, we're not just taking a break from phone calls for nothing. But we'll be back. We'll be back to the phone calls soon. But for right now, I need you guys to soak up some of this information. And then when we come back, the conversation will be better. I know it will be. But that has been our insight for this Chief Speaks. I want to thank you all for listening. I respect you all because I see you. And I honor you all and I value you all. All right? So I say Habari Ghani, Uncle Josh Seneb, Hotep Pu, Sawabona, you know, for those of you who I will be seeing soon, Ibeshia, or Kaba, peace, all right? Be strong, walk with beauty, walk with divine guidance and ancestral wisdom. This is Chief Yuya from the Anu Life Global Ministries, from Sudulu House, from Anu Nation, from OrishaReligion.com, signing out, saying be strong, be powerful, and continue to progress. Stop running from the negativity. You needed to.
Your higher self is one of the most potent energies that there is. We often want to work with gods and angels and other spirits instead, but our higher self is what's needed to connect to those energies. Gods, angels, and Orisha, for example, are tools that we use to direct the actions of our higher self. Not taking care of it can cause us to misuse and misinterpret the messages of those tools. Proper cleansing and refreshing of the higher self is a way to stay connected to its guidance so you can be in alignment with your personal destiny. A regular head cleanse is one way to honor your higher self. For this cleanse, you will need 1 quart of goat's milk, 1 quart of almond milk, 1 quart of coconut milk, 1 quart of river water, and a small piece of black soap. Mix all the ingredients in a large container and allow the black soap to liquefy. Leave this mixture in moonlight overnight. Wash your head the next sunrise and cover your head with a white cloth for the rest of the day. To learn more about spiritual cleansing, go to SuduluHouse.com/events to register for the online live webinar, February 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern.
Brothers and sisters, it's Lesher and it's Brother Wisdom. We've got a lot going on right now. And one of these guys is... complete attention in this situation. That's all right. The collapse has begun. All right? I need you all to understand what's going on. The collapse has begun. All right? And when we talk about the collapse, we're talking about this entire system. All right? These inorganic beings have done so much to our planet over these past energy cycles. What we've missed, 90 energy cycles, something about that, 80 to 90 energy cycles. So over these past energy cycles, these inorganic beings have done so much damage to the planet, destroying trees, destroying the original beings, the original kindred of this world, taking their part in destroying certain structures that were designed to keep a certain level of balance on the planet, destroying the sacred timelines of the original kindred. All right? They've done so much, all right, on this extremely high level. And me being as a shaman, me being as a cosmic prince, me being as one who sit among the cosmic council of elders, you know, me being as one who is the most high on the planet, you know, my position, you know, is to let you all know what's going on and to get you all prepared as I am preparing myself. All right? We are coming into the time of the closure of the world that we know today. All right? Remember, we wrote this in the book. In the book that they call the Bible, we wrote this. All right? It was written on the walls by the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and which Mayan I found out, I got to get the right name for our tribe, but they were not Mayans. It was these inorganics who named us Mayans. All right? But we wrote this stuff on the wall because we had already time traveled, and we wrote it long before the invasion because we saw it coming. We fought as much as we could fight, but we had our own within our universe against us also, as they were under this, I call it an apocalyptic spell, all right? And that was, you know, when you talk about the word apocalypse, apocalypse means to be to revealed, all right? So it was a spell that was revealed, you know? So what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, is a situation of a collapse of this entire system. And this is why myself, we stress, all right? I am Sima Baturi Anu, Chimerian Anunnaki, paired up with my kindred Osiris. As a shaman, we always take the energy or the spirit of one who was great, and we pair up with one. All right? So I am paired up with Osiris. And we link into extremely high realms and talk. So today I had an exercise I had to do, and after my exercise that I had to do, it was revealed that our planet and the cosmos and nature are coming together as one. And remember a while back, those who've been following for a while, remember a while back we said it's going to come to a point of time when the parallel worlds are going to come together and everything is going to disappear. All these buildings and everything that they created, the money, everything is created, and the parallel worlds are coming together. All right? So we have our planet right here. This is our planet right here. And this is the other world right here. So it's kind of like coming together like this. All right? So we've got the cosmic energy coming in, and these parallel worlds must come together, the masculine and the feminine. So we're in the feminine. This is the feminine energy right here. Our planet is feminine, but we have an identical planet that's pairing up spiritually with our planet, which is a masculine. All right? And what's going on all along the West Coast, all the way into Canada, Siberia, Greece, Turkey, all parts of Europe, Russia. All right, did I say the Arctic Circle? All on fire. Right now, the Arctic Circle right now is reaching temperatures of 200 degrees. So these inorganic beings who call themselves that, well, we're up north, and they try to create some kind of cold weather, just know that the first thing that they're going to use their stupid, dumb, forecasters, weather forecasters, to say, we're looking at Arctic air. Just know that there's no Arctic air, because in the Arctic right now, the Arctic is on fire right now. Why? Because we got spiritual energy coming in. All right? This is the cosmos. Mother Cosmos pushing, and she's got her hand under our planet, and she's mending the parallel worlds together. Why? For the original beings of this planet. Alright? It's all for the original beings of this planet. So she's mending everything together so that this entire world, the system, you gotta understand, when you talk about a world, when you said the world is gonna be destroyed, we're talking about a system on the planet, not the world, but the system. So this system, this world that they created, this world of money and things, this world of fame and fortune, you know, this world of position and the fake dominance, that's gonna come to an end. It's going to be destroyed, and it's going to be destroyed by fire. Alright? It's going to be destroyed by fire. So that's what's happening right now. You got all the West Coast, they're on fire right now, and it's been burning, and it's coming closer. I'm looking at the charts, and right now it's at Colorado. They're worried right now, because they say, well, the Colorado River, you know, they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the Hoover Dam. Lake Mendocino in California, Lake Oroville in California, which are both dams, they had to shut them down. We told them, we said, we're going to take away everything, every resource that you use to get money. We told them we're going to destroy your money system. We told them. So while everybody else is running around here thinking about some virus and all this other stuff, it's only a facade so that you won't see what's really going on. Greece is on fire, Turkey's on fire, parts of Europe is on fire, the other parts of Europe that's not on fire are being flooded every day, washed away. We wash our hands of you, all of you reptilians and draconians and the other species, whatever. We, as the high cosmic beings, we wash our hands of you. You've done so much damage that we see nothing else but destruction in your path. So now we destroy everything. we destroy everything. We told you guys that we were going to destroy it. There's nothing to fear. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. All right? Throw your caskets away. Your money is no good. Why throw your caskets away? Because what did we say? We are going to transcend without death. We're going to transcend without death. So the collapse has already begun. All that cattle, the cows are not natural. The cows are some creatures that was mended from a bull, a deer, and a dog. These are three different creatures that were not supposed to be mended together. This is how a cow was created. A bull, a deer, and a dog. Alright? And these inorganic beings did this in their laboratories. And then they did a mass production of them. Now they're cloning them. But guess what? They're not being able to be fed anymore because we're drying up everything. Everything is on fire because the cosmos, nature, the planet, parallel worlds, all coming together as one to bring balance to our planet. This is why we've been telling everyone, you must build, 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 build. You must build. You must understand the importance of building structures so that you can pull in that energy so that you can help yourself to transform into a higher being. We're in the plasma apocalypse. We told you that plasma is going to reveal itself. Warnings are coming everywhere. The collapse has begun. A guy comes to me and talking about Bitcoin, and I said, you know, I just laughed at him. And I said, do you understand that, you know, Bitcoin was created by the same beings who created money? They want everybody to think that Bitcoin was something that was created by somebody in some cross seas somewhere in some secret coin. No. Bitcoin was created by the same government corporation that created money. Yeah. So all this is going away. All this is going away. But just remember, the internet will always be here. Wi-Fi, which is wireless, what they call it, it's an energy where you can tap into the internet no matter where you go. So that Wi-Fi is a part of the internet. The internet is an organism. All right? The internet is an organism. It will always be here. All you have to do is link into the radio, you know. And remember, we as the original, we have three different radio stations within us. You can link into planetary, you can link into universal, or you can link into cosmos. All right? So we have three different radio stations within us. And that's all a part. That's a part of the original internal networking system, dealing with the kinetic energy and the dark energy, dark matter. All right, cosmic energy, the force of nature. I mean, all this coming together, plasma. You know, all this. I mean, it's highly complex. But the collapse has begun. And we're watching it, and we're seeing it. And you're going to the grocery stores now, and they're not having nothing. You see China shut down their ports forever. Why? Because China is broke. We told you all we want to break their system, and we're breaking their system. My brothers, coming down. And that's when the real war begins. The collapse has begun. And as they collapse, we're supposed to rise. So you must build. The only way you rise is you build. You just don't rise and walk around. And no, you have to build. You have to build structures. Build designs. Create. Don't say what you don't have. Link it to what you have. You make your decision from there. I just want to share that with you all. The collapse has begun. part of the world's on fire. 15 states in the UN, in this United States corporation, which 15 states in the area of Atlantis are burning right now. And these beings are steadily trying to create rain. The rivers and lakes are depleting. We told you we're going to take away the water. We're going to take away their source. Every resource that they use to make money, we told you we're taking it away. Oh, Yellowstone. They were making big money on Yellowstone. What do? We put that shock in Yellowstone. And the energy is there. And someone keeps asking me Yellowstone is already doing what it's doing. You let the energy go there. You don't go back anymore. You let the energy build up. Just like we did the stock market. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. Remember that meditation we did? We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. You don't go back. You just let the energy build. You don't want to disturb what you did. We went into the world banking system. We sent the energy into it. What happened? It collapsed. Oh, yeah. It collapsed on the day, September 19th, 2019, which was the end of their contract that they had, that 400-year contract that they agreed with, you know, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's when the World Bank collapsed. And then from that point on, they created chaos, or tried to create chaos. So the collapse has begun. All right. And what we've been telling people, stock up canned goods, dry goods, water. Because there's going to be a short period of time before we finally evolve that we're going to need these food resources. Understand that we're in a very powerful moment where things are going to be revealed for what they are. Many of these so-called rich beings are running, getting off the planet. They're running. All right? They're running. Because they know what's coming. And they're trying to take their money with them because that's the only source of power. You know? But it's just like Gilligan's Island. If you remember Gilligan's Island, you had a millionaire. And he was on the island, and all the money that he had was worthless. He couldn't use it. So they go into a whole new planet with all their money. It's going to be worthless. They don't even know what they run into. I do, but I'm not going to talk about that. But understand where we stand, my brothers and sisters. Understand where we stand. It's important that you remain in balance. Don't get caught up in the media hype. You know, now they want to talk about Brother Polite and all that stuff. You know, we put it all in the media. Stay in balance. Whatever happened to him, happened to him. He put himself in that position. He was already out of balance anyway. But the whole key point is that we have to see the things that's happening right now around the world. Right now, Greece is hitting temperatures of 180 degrees right now. Turkey hitting temperatures of 160 degrees. I already told you the Arctic Circle is already hitting temperatures of 200 degrees. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be cold up there. Remember, the two points, Antarctica and the Arctic Circle, they were the hottest points of our planet. Yeah, the two points. Most southern and most northern were the hottest points of our planet before that fall. When this collapse is done, when the system is done, our planet will never fall again. We will continue to fight for our planet because there are other beings out there within the cosmos who want to get our planet because our planet is the only planet in this part, this region of the cosmos within our universe that we created to regenerate. There are other planets like that in the cosmos, but in this part of the cosmos, all right, in this universe, our planet is like the only planet that is designed to regenerate everything quickly.
under the right conditions. That's why it was so hot all the time, because it would regenerate, and these beings came to try to make it cold so they can survive and offset the balance so that they can steal the resources. Guess what? No more. No more. We talk to Nikyataha Diakamu Marnaka Nera Dela Makude Masha Nalakai Jarahu Murakamadalaha Pisa Rahalakma Nitas Turubkata Lalakai Tao Jura Ma Jarahanaki Mudo Mokota Rafi Murajakai Matata na lela kabu Shata nagi Siraro motara Mata de dako Nishoku Nata kima. We told you. We warned you. Now wrath comes upon you, and we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. My chaos reigns with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all.
Brothers and sisters, celestial energy. This is Brother Wisdom. How you doing? This is going to be a quick message here. We're going to talk about plasma. I'm going to go well in depth, much in depth on another session. What is plasma? And that's the question. What is plasma? Plasma is made of supercharged ionic particles that flow freely throughout the universe, the cosmos. But our universe, which is the Alpha universe, has an abundance of plasma. And this is not something that's taught in your mainstream school system, as far as the relation of plasma, our universe, and our planet. Plasma is the very first element, and then all the other elements fall under. In science, it talks to you about the three different phases of matter: gas, solid, liquid. And that's all you learn in school, is gas, solid, liquid. But you don't learn about the electrical particles that actually keeps everything flowing within our universe and within the cosmos. All right, we know about the kinetic energy. See how complex the cosmos is? All right, we know about the kinetic energy, how everything, but then the plasma connects to the kinetic energy. We talk about the dark energy, how the dark energy is literally the essence of the kinetic energy. But within the dark energy and the kinetic energy, what is there also? It's called plasma. Plasma are the charged particles that move everything, that constantly flowing. All right, our universe is 99% plasma. All right? Now, we as the original organic people of this world, what do we know about ourselves? We know that we're cosmic dust. We talked about the crystals, the metals, the minerals that's within us. We've also talked about plasma. We never really went deep into the information of the plasma. I've tried going online to Google and to YouTube and, you know, all these different web pages or whatever, trying to connect the so-called black people with plasma, and no site that I can go to. And I've done some in-depth stuff, talks about plasma being taken from our people. Now, I have seen videos that I've gone to, like on YouTube or whatever, and I put in YouTube, I was like, black people giving plasma, or black people at plasma centers, and I did that on YouTube. And what do I get? I get mankind. I get the artificial race. I get the orc. I get however you want to call it. Sitting up, proposed as being there in a plasma center, but look more like a blood donation center. And I can't find it. We are cosmic dust, all right, which means that we are made up of the universe. We're made up of the galaxy. We're made up of the cosmos. We're made up of nature. Nature herself is 99% plasma. All right? And this is something that our children are not taught in school. We were not taught this in school. All right? The schools, they're going to teach you whatever they want to teach you. They're going to tell you about Einstein and you know, they'll speak on Nikola Tesla a little bit, but you know, and to get on the subject of Nikola Tesla, what was he doing? He was doing with free flowing energy, all right. And these big Tesla towers that he made, that he created, all that lightning that you saw was nothing but pure plasma. That's all it was. All that lightning was nothing but pure plasma. All right. So this is why Thomas Edison didn't want Tesla dealing with free-flowing energy, because he was linking into the ionic electrical particles that flow through the universe, which is nothing but free energy. All right, so Tesla created towers that linked directly into the that went deep into the ground. All right. So you're getting the charged particles from the ground. And then what happened? He created a tower made of copper and zinc and some other plates that were involved. And he created this Tesla tower that was made of pure, that literally not was not made, but that ran on pure plasma energy. All right, ran on pure plasma energy. All right, so and this, what I'm getting to here in this message here, is that we have to understand who we are. All right, what do you think the fluorescent light bulbs are made of? The fluorescent light bulbs are made of plasma. All right, that's what the fluorescent light bulbs are made of. They're made of plasma. All right. When you have these LED bulbs, what are these LED bulbs made of? Condensed plasma. All right. So, being that it's plasma, we must understand that the key force in everything that's created on this planet is made of plasma. Your volcanoes, pure plasma. Your trees, pure plasma. All right? Your leaves on the trees, pure plasma. The seeds that you use to grow vegetables, all right? These organic seeds are packed with like 200% plasma. And all the thing that's waiting to do is hit the ground. All right, why in the ground? Because the ground has got what you call the dirt or the mud, and that mud and that dirt is filled up with concentrated amounts of plasma, that energy, that free-flowing ionic charges, and it sends that energy right into that seed, and therefore that seed grows. All right, so the key point in this is for us to increase the amount of plasma in our bodies. And how do we do that? We talked about Tai Chi. All right. So it's up to us. It's up to us as the original people to increase the amount of plasma that flows through us. So you got your yoga, you got your Tai Chi, you got your everyday exercises. that increases your plasma within your higher thoughts. Your thoughts of, I am an advanced being. I am nature. I am the cosmos. I am the universe. I am an invincible being. You know, these things that higher thoughts. You gotta understand why we're coming into a time now, why society, mankind is taking upon himself to try to numb us down using this coronavirus and the money situation and all these other stuff, and you know, it's just blanketed with nothing but garbage. All right? And we gotta understand what's going on. Brothers and sisters, bless your energy. Just spread the wisdom. As we're watching everything go on right now, we are seeing a war on our planet. And this war is not only against the original people, the beings whose forefathers brought them here have made a decision to turn on not only their own, not only our people, but also their own people. Not to say that we must join hands together in war, because I don't approve of that, neither does Mother Cosmos. But just remember, this dream that they had, the promised land, which was our planet. The promised land, which was, they said, the land of milk and honey, which was Atlantis. They made it to our planet some 500 years ago. All right? As we see this war happening, it takes me back a couple years ago when Bill Gates made the statement. He said World War III will not be a war of guns and bullets. It will not be a war of bombs and war machines. He said World War III will be germ warfare. World War III is happening right now. People are looking for China and all these other places to be shooting each other and blowing each other up and firing nuclear missiles and all that stuff. It's all a lie. They're lying about this here, because all these countries, remember, all of these so-called leaders, they all work together. They all work together. All right? And they have made the decision that the planet is overcrowded, because they want to control the entire dynamics of our planet. They've done enough when they came here and destroyed everything. It's even in the book called the Bible. They said, oh, and the Israelites finished off of all the giants on the land. Which the, when you see land in the Bible, that means the planet. All these fallen giants, and we look at the damage that they did to our planet, but now they have turned on their own people, which, you know, the old saying, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And then after we destroy the common enemy, we go and destroy the rest of them, because guess what? Guess what? They're going to do just what their forefathers sent them here to do. All right? Remember, all this loving stuff that they have, that they want to have with us or whatever, they are designed to stop the bloodline, the royal bloodlines between the two original people. So it's not about we joining forces with them. No. It's about us joining forces with each other and remembering who we are, because these beings here are very devious. They're very devious. Right now, everything is taking a toll, and these orc beings are now targeting our people. The original virus that hit the planet was literally pure solar energy. All right? They said the coronavirus has been for years, but, you know, first time I ever heard of it. You know, but hey, who knows? But what I have discovered through meditation and understanding what's going on is that this virus, this germ warfare, this virus that these beings claim is all throughout the air and you get a fever and all this stuff here, this virus does not exist outside of the hospital. No, it doesn't. This is germ warfare. It does not exist outside the hospital. People, sheeple, all right, because they're sheeple. What's the first thing people do when they feel like they have a cold? The first thing that they do is they run to the doctor. All right? They run to the doctor, and they say they're looking for this guy or this woman, whoever, to give them something to alleviate the sore throat or the runny nose or, you know, a B12 shot for the bronchitis. But right now, what's happening? People are going in, especially our people. There's lots of our people who are going in. And to get treated, and they don't come out. It's like the Roach Motel. You go in, but you don't come out. They go in, and these doctors administer certain vials of poison into their bodies that causes their immune system to completely decay. And the mucus rises in the body to try to be a second part of the immune system to protect the body from this virus, and the poison then makes the mucus mutated, and this is like an instantaneous deadly cancer that happens that they call the coronavirus. And then the people die instantly. The coronavirus only exists in the hospitals. Just remember that, guys. Remember that. It only exists in the hospitals. But what we have here is World War III. Well, all these countries or these players of the elite, or so-called elite group, are telling everybody all over the world, you got to take a vaccine, you got to take this shot, you got to do this. This is germ warfare. This is the real World War III. And this is why we as the original people must raise our energies and prepare ourselves for the inevitable battle to fight for our planet and our people, and to get ready to annihilate these beings once and for all. This is why we are being trained. Remember, when you talk about germ warfare, you're talking about all types of biological weapons, what you call poisons, that they use through injection methods. And they use the media. And so many people have been dumbed down throughout time on our planet. And they have been believing these earth beings and their pharmaceutical industries, and they just follow suit. Look how many people walking around with face masks on and rubber gloves and all this stuff here. And it's like, okay, well, before you wasn't sick, are you sick now? And you try to explain to the dumbasses, and they don't understand because they so goddamn dumb. It's pointless to even talk to them. It's like talking to a freaking a rock. Seriously. So you must understand that we're going through a change right now, where we're gonna have to gear ourselves up and prepare ourselves for this inevitable battle, this inevitable war. It begins with germ warfare, and they use their law enforcement. I see Mr. Donald Trump just well, they say he signed an executive order. You got to remember that Congress. It says in that Congress have absolute rule of the United States and all this. Blah, 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 blah. So other thing Trump did was signed off what Congress approved, and they approved this thing in the silent, in the shadows. All right, I try to keep up with all the bills, but all the bills that they have are not online. They have these shadow bills. I knew something was going to happen. But Trump just signed the bill to activate 1 million reserve military outlets or people. You know, people is an outlet. Each person is an outlet. And they're talking about using these military outlets as a way of trying to force someone to do something against their will. Remember we talked about balance is true power, and when you have to try to force someone, that is not power. That is just a force of act, a show of force. We're going to be talking very briefly, we're going to be talking briefly very soon on what happens when you go into that beast mode, because you have to remain in balance in order to deal with these idiots that we're dealing with that call themselves authorities. You have to be in complete balance. You have to be in complete inner peace. You cannot be angry and mean and mad. You can't be on the other side of the coin. You have to be in complete, perfect peace within yourself and within the cosmos in order to deal with them. Understand where I'm coming from. Because we have powers within our bodies. We have energies. We have radioactive elements within us. We have to prepare ourselves to get ready for this inevitable battle, because these beings are now initiating World War III, and they're targeting our people. Because if you notice, a lot of our people are starting to get this coronavirus thing because, like I said, they're sheeple. And the first thing they want to do is run to the hospital, run to the doctor. The doctor said this, I go get to the doctor, go to the doctor, go to the doctor. And then someone says, hey, try this herbal method. No, I go to the doctor. I always go to the doctor. You know, he give me everything I need. You know, da, 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 da. And then they go in and they don't come out and they're dead. No illnesses, no nothing. Just go to get checked out and end up dying because they were administered a poisonous virus in the hospital. Understand where we're coming from, my people. This is World War III. This is the real World War III, which is germ warfare. We've talked about this before. We've talked about where does World War III begin? Where does it begin? All these countries, when you see they're talking about quarantine and you sit, you got to sit and sit in your house or whatever else, and you're like sitting ducks, not moving around. Believe me, they're preparing for germ warfare. We must prepare ourselves to unleash a power from our bodies so great and powerful it will literally shake the entire planet. Get yourselves together, my people. This is some serious stuff. I'm watching the cosmos as well as I'm watching the planet, as well as I'm watching nature. I'm watching the people. I'm watching everything. And everything is adding up the way it's supposed to. Everything is coming into play. But remember, like this book they put, Revelation, if you don't have 666, which is this carbon body melanin, in the end, you won't be able to do anything at all. It's not a curse for us. It's an advancement. And our enemies, they fear us. They know who we are. And they are literally making plans to try to get us out in the open so that they can do what they want to do. But remember, germ warfare is not the stuff. They don't have nothing to spray in the sky. What they have is needles, and they want to inject you. Talking about you can have this injection. You can have this vaccine. That's what they say. You have this vaccine. And this vaccine is going to be for this virus. All right? And the virus does not exist at all. Remember that. The virus only exists behind the walls and the doors of the hospitals, where all the workers of evil, these doctors that people have put their trust, have entrusted in so greatly, are the ones who are going to be giving them shots and injected their bodies with something that is going to kill them. Our people are victims. The virus only exists in the hospitals. And this is World War III. This is the reality of it all. Prepare yourselves for war, my people. This is why you've been trained and taught meditation. That's why you've been taught how to go within yourself, tapping into your most inner powers, becoming strong, becoming in balance with yourself, linking into the higher powers of the cosmos, linking into nature, linking into the most powerful energies, going into the darkness, doing your Tai Chi and your rituals, you know, going into and worshiping yourself, because we have us to fight for. Out of all these beings out here who call themselves Christians, what is God doing? What is Ahaya doing? What is Yahweh doing? What is Jehovah doing? What is Allah doing to stop this? Nothing, because they don't exist. Someone said to me on one of the pages, I worship Ahaya or whoever, Yahweh or whoever. So why isn't Yahweh fighting right now to destroy these beings? Because Yahweh doesn't exist. Ahaya or whoever, Yahushua, Yahweh, Yahushaki, whatever. They don't exist. And they never did exist. Prepare ourselves for war, because this is the real World War III, people. This is the real World War III. And these beings are not playing. They're serious about killing people. Remember, the virus only exists behind the hospital doors. There's nothing on the outside. If you're outside and you feel like you got a little common cold coming on, you feel like you feel like you got a fever or something, you know, hey, that's common when you have a little common cold. That's common. And then people go to the doctor and they get them a shot and then they die in the hospital. What I'm going to do is on my YouTube community posting, I'm going to put a recipe that I use. I call the elixir, and it's all natural, and it's got everything that you need to fight against any type of cold or anything. that comes now. I use it on my family all the time. All right, I'll share it with you guys. I'll put it out, and it's important that we must understand that this is World War III that we're in right now, because all over the world, they're all doing the same thing, giving everybody these so-called mandatory vaccines. It's one big joke. But at the same time, the millionaires and the so-called billionaires are all packing their bags because they see this energy coming, and they think that they're going to be underground, and they think that when this energy hits, it's going to kill off the other population that they didn't have a chance to kill off, and they have this dream and vision that it's only going to be them. That's the dream that they have, that it's only going to be them on the planet, enjoying our planet that they invaded. It just don't work like that, guys. It don't work like that. All right, just wanted to share that with you guys. This virus only exists in the hospital. It doesn't exist outside the hospital walls. I'll catch you guys a little later. Prepare yourselves for war. Keep going at it. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energies, Brother Wisdom.
It's raining today.
I saw the chemtrail planes flying above yesterday while I was out here working in my garden and getting things together. And I knew that it was going to rain when I saw that. I said, damn, they're trying to make it rain. So, you know, that's one of the key points in linking it to our intelligence is
building the structures to control the atmosphere. We must build the constructions on the ground, all right? So if you want to tap into atmokinesis or controlling the atmosphere, that energy to control the atmosphere, you must build the structures that will give you that ability to link into atmokinesis, all right? Very powerful energy. Why I'm here today is I'm going to be very short. You know, we've been talking about balance lately, and balance is so important in every aspect of our upbringing, especially we who are awakening and those who are seeking the awakening energy, you know, those who are at the dawn of the awakening and those who are awakened and those who are fully awakened. Balance is important because balance leads you to speaking with the hidden forces within you. Remember, I told you guys we have 144,000 demonic forces within us. All right. Is it possible to meet all of them? Yes. I had the chance of meeting one as I slept in my meditation. I had the chance of meeting one. Usually when I go to sleep, what I do is I have on some lucid dreaming frequencies of such, where I use those frequencies to help assist with lucid dreaming. And then I turn them off, and then I go into a deep meditational sleep state. And there, I go into this powerful dream state. Hold on here. Okay, my neighbors. Gotta love your neighbors. So there you go into this powerful dream state. As I was in this dream state, in my meditation, I was at a house where I my wife and I were at, and my daughter and my son was there also. They were in their rooms. It wasn't as big houses I got right here.
But
I was digging up something in the on the side of the house because I had to bury something. It was something I had to bury, and I was digging up, and the shovel broke. Talking to some neighbors next door, just, you know, talking to some neighbors, and got to the street. I said, okay, I'll just put this out here because somebody come and get this right here. So I slammed the shovel on the ground because the shovel had been broken from the top of the shovel, had literally broke it, had broke off. So, you know, I did my little slam or whatever. Then I started spinning the handle of the shovel and started doing Tai Chi in the middle of the road and spinning the handle or whatever. And I saw a, I thought it was a pack of dogs, but it wasn't. It was a pack of hyenas. So I saw them and I tipped in the house real fast and I saw them coming after me. So I tipped in the house and I closed and I got in the screen door. Then as I was locking the screen door, the hyena spoke to me. He said, why are you running from me? And I couldn't answer. He says, you don't even know who I am. And I looked at him. I said, who are you? He says, I'm Seelus. I'm one of your demonic forces. He says, you've forgotten about me. And then I started speaking to him in the ancient language, and he started speaking back to me in the ancient language. But there were people around that were walking up and down the street, and he said, shh, 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 shh. He says, sometimes this language is not for ears, other ears to hear. He said, we'll talk a little later. He says, you don't use me anymore. And I was just looking. He says, no, 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 no. You've forgotten about me. You've forgotten about me. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, when the time comes, I will call upon you and I will look into you. He says, I'm sure you will. He says, we'll talk a little later. And he was with a pack of hyenas. So I go and, you know, do the research on hyenas and see what hyenas are all about. And as I'm doing the research, it's saying that hyenas are known as incarnated demons. Now, we know, we as the original people, we know that these beings call us devils and demons because of the energies and powers that we have within us. The hyenas are far more powerful than we would ever imagine. And there are ancient pictures drawn of hyenas. There are also pictures drawn, recent pictures drawn of hyenas in their full form. They're fire beings. All right? They have the fire element in them. Very powerful forces. So Seelus, one of the 144,000 demonic forces in me, came and visited me. That's what balance is about. When you're in balance, your demonic forces will come and visit you. This is how serious this thing is. This is no joking matter, brothers and sisters. This is nothing to joke about. This is nothing to play around with. This is something very, very serious. Because you, it's time that we begin to link into the energies within us. So many of us are looking for this gratification of all these powers and energies, but they don't want to put in the work. The work is about balance. It's about discipline. It's about knowledge of self. This is why we did that last video talking about intellect, intelligence, and knowledge. That's how you destroy your enemies, through intelligence and knowledge. Someone says, so someone posted on that, so there's not going to be a war. Yes, there's going to be a war. There's going to be a war. The war hasn't ended. The war hasn't ended until we end it. All right? They're always warring against us. The war hasn't ended until we end it. And the way we end it is linking it to the intelligence. I wasn't expecting to meet one of my demonic forces who hit me, but it was Silas. Much love to your brother. I met him. So I go look up the demon Silas, and there is no demon Silas that is written or listed by these orc beings in their texts and the millions upon millions upon millions of books that they have written, which means that this is knowledge and intelligence of within you. Silas, as I was linking to myself to find out what Silas is about, Silas is a force of fire, pure fire. Silas is an inferno, which means that the energy, that fire energy, comes out of you. Silas is an inferno. Very, very quiet. Looks humble. Very quiet. And I don't mean humble as far as stupid and ignorant, because the root meaning of humble is stupid and ignorant. I could say he's balanced, because he didn't come to attack me, he came to talk to me. But me being in the state of mind that the dog-like figures, because they were not dogs, they were hyenas. Hyenas are not dogs. Dog-like figures in my previous dream state were trying to attack me, but this was a hyena who was coming to talk to me. And I didn't know it. But now I know. So it's important to remain in balance, because your balance will allow you to be visited by the demonic forces that are within you. Your demonic forces are your sources of power that gives you the ability to link into everything. So the 72 demonic forces that are within your pineal gland, well, they're just there. And those are the ones that were released. There were, like I said, there are millions upon millions upon millions of demonic forces. But we have 144,000. This is one of the demonic forces within me. Silas came to me in a dream. Silas is the inferno. So just want to pass that message on to you guys. Your demonic forces will come to you when you get into balance. When you're in full balance. When you know, I looked outside, I said, oh, these motherfuckers, they even sprayed the sky. I knew it. But I didn't get upset and I didn't get angry. And I said, okay, what I need to do is I need to go in a meditative state so that I can find out how to destroy this system, how to control the system, how to make this system come to an end. I need to go into a meditative state. And therefore, I listened to the Lucid Dreams tune. There's one called Nine Dimensions. It's called Nine Dimensions. All right. I think I'll post it on the I'll post it in the information box of this video here. And it's a very powerful lucid dream frequencies that you can listen to, or you can link into it. But it was an honor to meet one of my demonic forces. This is the first time ever in this lifetime me meeting one of my demonic forces and we actually talking to each other. He says, no, you've forgotten about me. You don't use me anymore. And I was like, wow, my forces are talking to me. So I'm wondering, am I going to be meeting more forces? That's what balance is about. So when you are equal with the energy that created you, you're in tune to all the energies around you, which means that now your energy is going to begin to communicate with you. And this is when you tap into the all supreme powers and the energies that belong to you. All right, guys. Remember, if you want, you got anything, any of these, any dreams or anything that you had, on Facebook, post it, and I'll get to it. On Facebook, post it. Earth Children in Meditation, Council of Atlantis, or Aboriginal Struggle. Go on either one of those Facebook pages and post that dream or that vision, and all of us are going to tune in to you so that you get a better clarification. But this one right here that I had was straightforward. This was one of my demonic forces that came and visited me, and it's all about balance. And this is what your enemies, this is what our enemies are the most fearful of. When it comes to the original people, is balance. They fear balance because balance means that you're not caught up in that mix that they created. I see so many people posting about coronavirus and businesses and all this stuff, but and our people are so asleep to who we are. We're focusing on what our enemies taught us, and we're not focusing on with the ancestors and the energy left behind for us to follow. We have paths that we must follow, and the past has got to be the paths on the very wave of energy that created us. That's the key point. I'm tired of hearing about our people writing about coronavirus. You know, I'm looking at all these groups, you know, and they talk about coronavirus and this and that, and you know, it's come on now. We're above that. We're far above that. We're far more intelligent than this low-level bullshit that they want to feed us. We're far more intelligent than one to talk about creating businesses. We're far more intelligent. Let's link into that intelligence. Balance. Balance takes you to that ultimate level of intelligence and the knowledge of who you are, and therefore your energies, your demonic forces, they will communicate with you. All right, guys. Short message. Like I said, I'll get back with you a little later. In the meantime, all power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings, and may the force be with you. Open up those gateways within yourself. Open them up so that you can have communication with your demonic forces also. All right? Peace to you all.
Brother, sister, celestial energies, brother wisdom. As posted in the YouTube community page, this message today is a very important message for us to understand. This is the science behind everything that is going on now on the planet. Okay? One thing we as the original people have gotten away from is science. Science is where our power comes from. All right? It doesn't come from money. It doesn't come from voting. It doesn't come from job position or shoes or clothes or how big your house is, how many cars you possess, how many women and men you have in your corner. You know, that doesn't matter, you know. How big your church is, how many businesses you possess, that's not power. Only thing that is a figment of your imagination is only an illusion, because once everything in the physical that created all those things I named, once that entity is no longer there and it has been dissolved, then there is no more power. Our power is in science and physics. The scientists have been talking about corona mass ejections for the past few years. And that's what they call it, you know, from the corona of the sun, which is the center of the sun. And they say these are massive ejections of energy or plasma. And they just recently start saying plasma, especially after some of my teachings You know, they watch my teachings. I mean, I have to be obliged on that. What is going on our planet is that everything is being raised up to a whole new level. Remember we talked about supernova? Quite a few of us talked about supernova. Our planet going supernova. The original people going supernova. All right? And remember we talked about supernova. Talked about that supreme new energy. Supernova. I think I, or you, Betty, I think I talked about that on High Prince CBA. I can't remember. I know I talked about it. that's what happens when you have two different channels. What's happening is you have an intricate level of energies being shared between these cosmic organisms called planets. All right, they're colossal cosmic organisms, and they share energy with each other. They communicate very, very high levels of communication. So every planet in this universe, in this galaxy, is 99.999999% plasma. Okay? And this communication is plasma energy that's been shared between the two of them. I mean, I'm sorry, the many of them. And they're sharing intelligence. All right? That's why I named this Cosmic Multidimensional Intelligence. I was recently watching Mr. BBB33, and he says there is a spike, there's an energy spike. And you know, he's a scientist, all right? Believe it or not, Mr. BBB33 is a scientist. Wages World is a scientist. Gina Marie Colvin, she's a scientist. They're all scientists. Right, they just don't show up out of nowhere. They already were in the limelight for being a scientist. And Mr. BBB33 says there's a spike of energy, and we don't know where it came from, and says didn't come from the sun because they have satellites on the sun. But what they don't understand is that this is intelligence that's being shared between celestial bodies called planets. They're sharing intelligence with each other. This is high-level intelligence. This is no low-level stuff about who's got gold and who's got money and who's got this money in the bank and who's creating a car that run on water. No, not that type of intelligence. No. This is low-level mankind stuff that is mundane, okay? This is low-level mankind, whatever you want to call it, knowledge or whatever, that is mundane, is unnecessary, is literally, you know, clatter. The intelligence that they're sharing among each other is cosmic intelligence on increasing their rotation, increasing the energies within themselves, and they're sharing this intelligence. And it's not only our planet, it's all the planets in our universe, which there are trillions of planets in our universe. And they're all sharing intelligence, all right? Which answers for the increase earthquakes. So what happens is when this energy or intelligence, which is this energy, comes from another celestial body, goes right into the planet, And it's not only that one planet that's sharing. You have multiple planets, because our planet is also sharing intelligence. All right? So you have multiple planets sharing intelligence with each other, and therefore you have what you call earthquakes, which is literally plasma discharges. So at a certain point in time, when there is a bulk of intelligence energy, a bulk of knowledge that comes through, what happens? It's just like a boiler. A boiler can only hold but so much pressure before that pressure has to be released. So what happened? That energy, and then it has to discharge. Now, those who are in tune to self, those who are in tune to nature, all right, we also gain access of that intelligence. And those who are not in tune to self and nature also gains access to that intelligence. So, you know, and I speak mainly for our people, the original people. You start getting headaches and aches in your legs and in your foot, and you know, you be thinking, dang, do I got some kind of diabetes or have some kind of disease, not knowing that this is cosmic intelligence that's coming down. And when I say multidimensional, you got to understand that all this energy that's coming is coming in the form of dimensional, of multidimensional shapes. All right? And it's in the form of frequencies and vibrations is how it comes. So the shapes may come, the frequencies may do this right here, and it gives the shape of a diamond. All right? And the frequencies give the shape of a diamond, and it's moving in the form of a diamond. It may give the form of a circle, and it's moving in the form of a circle. The frequencies may give the form of a square, and it's moving in the form of a square. This is the intelligence of the cosmos, able to emit frequencies and vibrations that not only gives off certain sounds and colors, but also creates shapes. This is the most powerful part of the cosmic design. So this is what we would call cosmic multidimensional intelligence, which is a very, very highly intelligent energies that's used for communication purposes only. Now, when you have what they call coronal mass ejections that's coming from the sun, that's our sun directly sending energies, or that plasma energies, to our planet. And that is mainly designed for the original people. All right? You got to understand and understand. Our moon sends off what they call coronal mass ejections. Our moon sends CMEs also, but it's in the form of it's in the form of energies. So all these different energies that's formed around us are designed to help us to increase our levels of intelligence. Henceforth, it is important that we remain in tune with nature. We remain in tune with the cosmos. It's important that we remain in tune with ourself. Highly important that we gain the knowledge of how everything works around us. Mankind is constantly saying we're still trying to understand this universe. We're still trying to understand this planet. We're still trying to understand these people. You got to understand that you can never understand this type of energy unless you are a part of this energy. Unless you are one with this energy. But if you're not indigenous to this planet and you're not indigenous to this universe, you will never understand. And you will always do things that are totally against the laws of nature, the laws of the cosmos, the laws of the universe. You constantly do those things that literally defy certain laws that are supposed to be exercised on a cosmic level. Just like our people, we're supposed to be building and creating right now, but we're not building and creating because, you know, we're being entertained. You know, I took the pleasure of looking up the word entertainment. Well, I was here in my workplace, and my spirit said to me, look up the word tame and entertainment. So I was like, okay, tame. And I was saying to myself, what is tame mean? So I go and pull up the etymology of tame, and the etymology of tame means to hold. Okay. So enter means to go into. Tang means to hold. Mint means mind. So go into the mind and hold them back. So because of entertainment on so many different levels, our people have not been able to operate on the level of cosmic intelligence. Therefore, now, Mother Cosmos and all the other planetary organisms are sending massive amounts of cosmic multidimensional intelligence to urge the original people to begin the cycle of building and creating, which will allow us to go into a higher level of knowledge and intelligence. All right. Remember, we talked about the shockwave. You know, they said the scientists are like, you know, the sun sent shockwaves, sent plasma shockwaves. You know, where the sun literally sent plasma shockwaves to the planet, and that was like huge burst of intelligence that spread across the land. Now, with these what they call earthquakes, which we know are plasma discharges. And we just talked about the plasma discharges, which come from the intelligence being sent from multiple celestial bodies. Now, when those plasma discharges happen, what takes place is this energy goes into the atmosphere, goes throughout the land. Mr. BBB33 will always say, this earthquake happened over here, but the energy came all the way over here, thousands of miles away, and the energy was felt over here. So you got to understand that they know that this is that the earthquakes are literally energies. They know that the earthquakes are energies, but they don't understand what it is. And now I'm letting everybody know. This is massive amounts of cosmic multidimensional intelligence that's being sent from multiple planets, and as well as our planet is sending off, which explains the increased temperature on the planet. Because when you start to deal with intelligence, you start to deal with a lot of heat. Very soon, all of the planets are going to be, it's going to be on a consistent basis. I mean, it's literally going to be a constant thing. Right now, it's like beep, 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 beep. They're just sending different levels of intelligence and sharing knowledge with each other and sharing intelligence with each other. And each of these planets, these celestial bodies, which are very much alive, colossal bodies, Our planet is a colossal body. Our planet is not small. Our planet is huge. It's colossal. Okay? But very soon, it's going to be wee. It's going to be a consistent, constant flow of plasma energy and frequencies and vibrations that's going to be sent from planet to planet to planet to planet to planet. And this is the part of evolution that we're dealing with. We're watching everything evolve. And as everything evolves, you're going to watch the planetary bodies literally become one body. This is why it's called a universe, one frequency. Universe. Uni means one, verse means frequency. Universe, one frequency. So all the planets are sharing this massive amounts of intelligence. Now we as the original people, as long as we are in tuned, like I said before, with ourself, in tuned to nature, linking into the most inner parts of us, we also can take part in this cosmic multidimensional intelligence. And all of this information that's being downloaded to all these planetary bodies, you will also gain that also. That's why it's important. Hollow soul. Remember we talked about hollow soul? You don't need no baggage. Leave all this stuff alone. You know? Have a disciplined heart and mind. All right? Consistent meditation. I link into the mind of the cosmos. I link into the heart of the universe. I am one with nature. Yeah, all these things in your meditation, you're literally becoming one, becoming more powerful. And this is what these planets are doing. These planets are within themselves. And then as they go within themselves, they share intelligence that they learn about themselves, and they share it among the other planets. They share intelligence about the galaxy, because the thing about it is, like, you know, the one message that we did was say, you know, perfectly imperfect. All of these planetary bodies, just like us as the original people, just like all people, are perfectly imperfect, which means that they're growing and they're gaining more knowledge and they're gaining more wisdom, more intelligence, more strength, more power. All right, they're coming more and into oneness with themselves. This is what the cosmic multidimensional intelligence message is all about. So it is important that you go into a basis of, you can, no matter what you're doing, I'm at work and I'm getting downloads of messages at work. I drive a Hilo. I'm stacking boxes of vegetables. And I'm constantly getting downloads of all types of information, all types of knowledge. And this is where we must be. Our planet is spinning. Our planet is giving birth to this new creature here. Creating this new creature here. Creating, our planet is creating this new plant species here. Our planet is letting off all of these what they call volcanoes. Remember we talked about plasma banks. It's letting off all this plasma energy, because all this plasma energy is literally intelligence that's coming in, and this is why everything is happening. Mankind doesn't understand that evolution is taking place, and all this intelligence that's being shared among all the planets is literally going to cause all the planets to go supernova, and the original people of each of these planets, each of these celestial bodies, will also share that powerful supernova energy. This is what cosmic multidimensional intelligence is all about. Okay, guys? Just wanted to share that with you, so you guys can understand, overstand. There's been a lot of rainbows when there's been no rain. All right? And remember, rainbows are literally, you can see where the plasma energy is, has literally made a multidimensional gateway across the sky. And what you see, all those different colors, is just the gases that are charged by the plasma energy. And it creates a multidimensional gateway where energy is being released into the atmosphere. All right? This is nature. This is the power of nature. So you got to understand that our planet is growing, and we must be growing with our planet. We must share this knowledge among each other, and we must be able to move into a higher level of what they call consciousness or higher awakening. So henceforth, we begin building and creating. And as we begin building, we begin to expand our mental capacity, which there is no boundaries. There are no boundaries to the level of knowledge. Because as we expand our mindset on a multidimensional level, we become more powerful and more energies and more abilities. And this is what awakens the higher self. And the higher self, now you don't create gateways and towers and temples and all kind of other things. And through all of this, your higher self comes into you and pairs up with you, because now you become a more higher power multidimensional being, which means that you become invincible, you become immortal, you become just like all the planets. These planets are immortal. There's no age. I mean, mankind can try to put an age on it, but he knows that everything out here is ageless. He's still trying to figure out the cosmos, and he would never figure it out. They would never figure it out. They will go extinct before they ever figure out what our universe is all about. But I'm giving just a little snippet of information and knowledge, which is enough for most to handle right now. I can go way deeper, believe me. I can go way deeper. All right? So this is what we're talking about right now, and I have to find out what the next message is going to be about. And this is about all for that I got right now. I don't have any more downloads. All right? And I'll catch you guys a little later. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. All right, become one. Become a part of that cosmic intelligence. Share knowledge with each other. You know, when we share knowledge with each other, we're doing the same thing that the planet, that the celestial bodies are doing. This is intelligence that's being shared among each other. There's nothing wrong with sharing. Even those who say, "Oh, I don't want to hear all this right here," and you share it with them, they're like, okay. I got to think about that. It's important that we not imitate, but that we function on the same level as the planets in our universe. I can't speak for other universes. I can only speak for our universe. I can only speak for our galaxy. I can only speak for our planet. You all right? So it's important that we do what the planets do within our universe. Communicate, share intelligence. And the more you share intelligence, the more powerful you become, the more stronger you become. And then you get into the form of wanting to create and build. Now you're within the melody. Now you're going into the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th dimensional realm within yourself and within nature, which makes you even more powerful than you would ever think or imagine. Okay, guys. All right. That's about all I got for you guys. And as usual, I'll say it again. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. Much power to you all.